Open your Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5 for study number 34. This Bible study is titled 1 Timothy Study 34-Pure Heart-3. I want us to pray. Father, give us wisdom and understanding. Open the minds and hearts of my soul today that I might declare the whole counsel of God. Open the minds and hearts of our hearers. They might hear the truth and hear the things of God. We'll give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we read in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. In our last study, which was study number 33, we looked at the words pure heart in verse number 5. We studied and labeled the last study, Pure Heart 2, and called it the Pure Heart of Preaching. In lesson or study number 32, we labeled the message Pure Heart 1. We called it the Pure Heart of Salvation. In this study, which is study 34, we will proceed with another reference of this phrase, Pure Heart, and proceed to explain it. We will call it the pure heart of service. We're using the four scriptural references with the words pure heart in them. Now the outline is the pure heart of salvation, Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. The pure heart of preaching in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And then the pure heart of service in 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 22. And then the pure heart of fellowship in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Now the scripture reference for this message today, or this study, is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. And God says through the apostle Paul, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Paul in this verse says, flee and follow. He says, flee youthful lust and then follow righteousness. I want to add the word find in the F-I-N-D, find, to this as well. We need to flee youthful lust. Then we need to find righteousness and then follow righteousness. And the reason I add that word find is you can't follow righteousness until you find righteousness. Righteousness is simply right living. It's a right living according to the Word of God and not what you or I may think about what right living really is. Now, Paul says that we are to follow with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. These are those who are serving the Lord with all their heart, like the Bible teaches them to follow God. They follow righteousness. They follow faith. They follow charity, and they follow peace. And that's the order that God's got this laid out in. Many see nothing wrong with their lifestyle today, but when you measure up their lifestyle by the side of the Word of God, they find there's a great big difference. The difference many times is staggering to them, and sometimes even astonishing. To better sum up the word righteousness, we need to say it is right living, as to what God says is right living. God has a written manual on what right living is. It's a 2-volume library that contains 66 books, and it is called the Bible, or the Word of the Living God. Now, a pure heart is a heart that is rid of transgression and sin. A pure heart is a cleansed heart. A pure heart is a purged heart. A pure heart is a forgiven heart. A purged heart, a forgiven heart, and a pure heart, and one that's clean. Amen. A pure heart is a heart that's centered on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their life. A pure heart is a loving heart. It's an obedient heart. It's a kind heart. It's an humble heart. Or if you will, and say it another way, a compassionate heart. Now here Paul says that we are to flee youthful lust. Now, youthful lust are those things that the flesh desires. especially in our youth. The young are guided and led primarily by the flesh. The only way young people, or old people for that matter, to be able to flee youthful lust is to be saved, set apart, anchored in the Word of God, and serving God with all their heart. It's hard to find many that are doing exactly that today, especially at an early age in these modern times. Now, lust means fleshly desires, to hunger for, to long for, to covet, to thirst after, to have an appetite for, or to want. It can be summed as an unhealthy desire for something that is forbidden or wrong spiritually or even contrary to the Bible. Youthful lust are the lusts or desires that generally target the youth or the young people. Youthful lusts are usually of a sexual manner, but not always. That's why there's so much sexual perversion in our land today. We're living in a time of promiscuity, fornication, shacking up, and all types of sexual perversions as we've never seen before. Things that used to be practiced in the secret or in the dark are now open and accepted as a normal lifestyle in open daylight. We all know that youthful lust are prominent by watching the youth of our land ruin and destroy themselves with alcohol and drugs and sex. There's not a day that goes by that I do not see young people of our day living a life that they think is cool. They think it's fun, but it's a life that's not satisfying, and I know it will eventually destroy their lives and may even take them to hell for eternity. Oh God, deliver our young people from this destruction and from this devastation. We as Christians should have troubled hearts, amen, troubled souls, and sleepless nights because of the fact that we're seeing about our youth. Oh God, send us a revival to our land. Our land is filled with nakedness like never before. Boys and girls dress inappropriate, and it does not seem to bother them at all. The weeping prophet said in Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 12, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Then Jeremiah said, nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Mothers and dads have no control of the dress code of their boys and girls, and many times they do not have any morals themselves. If I had dressed like I see these young people dressed today, my parents would have punished me severely. As a matter of fact, I would not even have felt comfortable dressing as they do today. I could not even do it now either. I thank God I can still blush. Amen and amen. I thank God that the grace of God found me at an early age and kept me from going into the direction that the average young person is living in today. My heart weeps at the lifestyle of these boys and girls who do not see anything wrong with what or even how they're living. They're looking for something to satisfy their soul, and they'll not find it in the way that they're looking for, and especially in the way that they're living either. Amen. The only happiness they have is just for a little season. It's going to pass off the scene. Sin has its pleasures for a season, and then they're over. They move from one fad, our young people do, to another fad, just trying to find something that'll make them happy. Most of them just want attention, looking for attention, and they'll do whatever they have to do to get that attention. They'll shave their heads, they'll color their hair, they'll put in rings in their lips, they'll put in rings in their tongues and other places of their bodies, and even mark their bodies with tattoos, thinking this will bring them attention and happiness that they're looking for. They have even been neglected in their life, been babied, and protected all their life, and now they have no direction in their life and no ambitions to achieve anything in the future. They live from one relationship to another relationship until they do not know what real love is and have no desire to start a family under a marriage relationship for the rest of their lives. Many of them have been so raised with, such lifestyle, and they have no real role model parents nowhere. Many of them have come from broken homes with no relationship with a father, a real father, or a mother, and have been raised by boyfriends and girlfriends of their mother or of their father. They've been raised by mothers and dads that change live-ins constantly. They never know who mama's going to bring home. They never know who daddy's going to bring home. They're in a turmoil. They've watched their world turn upside down. No wonder they can't find an answer to their problems or find them a hope in this life. The mother of the home sometimes is not the role mother, a model to the daughter. And the dad of the home is not a role model to the son of the home. They have no one to pattern their life after except their peers that they go to school with and run up and down the road with. And at the same time, they find out that those peers are in the same boat with them. They don't know where they're going or what they're doing either. Amen. Amen. I've also seen the opposite thing happen too. I've seen children raised in good, strong churches and under good, strong preaching. They've been protected. They've been taught. And they've been pointed in the right direction by the preacher, by the parents, and so forth. They've been allowed to have friends at the same time that mom and daddy hadn't checked in on, and they do not have a strong spiritual background, and these so-called friends lead them off the beaten path that their parents have taught them to be on. Their peers have persuaded them to try alcohol, to try drugs and sex before the knowledge of their parents and up behind their backs. Then the parents lose them to the world because they did not think their friends that they were running with really even mattered. But I'll tell you, the peers and the friends that your young boys and girls have has a bearing upon their lives, and you better get involved in who is their friend and who they think is their friend. I've seen mothers, even dads, protect, guard, and watch their children with a set of hawk eyes. They've tried to watch everything they do. They tried to watch everywhere they went. They've took a close hand upon them. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. They've kept them away from the worldly crowd. They've kept them away from the facts of life, in a sense. And what they've done, they've even put them in public school, and nothing wrong, in private schools, and there's nothing wrong with those sort of things. And they've homeschooled them. Nothing wrong with that. Then when they get out from under the control of the schools and the parents, and they begin to face a real world, they lose them to that world. Brother, I've seen that happen over and over and over again. Much can be said, and much should be said on these things today. These things are not preached from the pulpits of the average church. Pastors are afraid to mention this sort of thing in behind the pulpit because it may disturb the paying members, you know, of the church. And they may, lose part of their occupation. They might put their occupation in jeopardy. At the time of the writing of this epistle here, we find that Timothy is in his early to mid-30s. Paul is reminding Timothy to flee youthful lust. Paul remembers when he was Timothy's age and knew the kinds of things he was having to face. He's challenging him to keep his eyes on the things of God in order to avoid these youthful lusts. The remedy for avoiding these youthful lusts are found out in this reference as well. We've already touched on part of the remedy. Paul said, follow righteousness. He goes on to say, follow faith as well. Paul further tells Timothy to follow charity and peace also. It'll take a full surrendered heart, a pure heart, to avoid the worldly lifestyle of sin that is so prominent in our modern day. It will take a 24/7 control of the heart by the Word of God and the Spirit of God to direct the youth in the correct direction that they're to travel. We need to bear the youth up in our prayers on a constant daily basis. Each of us should pray for all the young people we know and call them by their name. We need to place them before the throne of God constantly. I mean all day long. Now, we hope this lesson, number 34, has been a blessing, a help, a strength. I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit of God to let it sink deep in your heart. If you want to hear more and learn more of our ministry, go to Google, type in the words Dennis Deals, or put Pastor in front of it, Pastor Dennis Deals, DennisDills, and follow the leads. We'd like to hear from you. Please write us, amen, and we'll give you the time of day and tell you what we have on our heart again in another lesson. Until then, we say amen and amen.